Hello, Jace from the Comic Source again, and him here with another creative interview. This one is with one of the up-and-coming artists in the industry, V. Ken Marion. His art is, I can't say enough about how spectacular it is. You can definitely see the influences he has from a couple artists he mentions in the interview, both Michael Turner and Jim Lee. I don't know that he's necessarily reached his peak, his potential yet. I think that he will sort of find his own style at some point. He'll kind of mature and get a little bit away from all that Michael Turner and Jim Lee influence that you can see in his art. And it may be as he kind of finds his voice as far as the storytelling from panel to panel goes. But I think once it all clicks into place for him, superstardom, it will definitely be within reach. So that being said, if you happen to be at a show where V. Ken Marion is, I would definitely suggest getting a sketch from him immediately, if not sooner, because I could see this guy hitting the big time quickly, you know, within the next couple of years, and his art would be at that point very much in high demand, and I'm sure his rates for sketches will go up if you can even get him to do one for you in the first place. So, as I said, his art is spectacular, and even beyond that, he's just a really genuine, nice guy, very excited about his career and the fact that he's making a living drawing comics. He's currently working on Journey Volume 2 for Aspen Comics, and I'll let you guys check out the interview. And as I said, a really great guy. I hope I run into him again soon at a show in the future. So go ahead and take a listen to the interview, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source. Early Thursday, we're all still full of energy here with V. Ken Marion at the Aspen Comics booth. And I wonder, Ken, if you could give us a little background for those of our listeners who aren't familiar with your work.
Yeah, I work at Aspen Comics, like you said. I did Fathom the Elite Saga. I penciled All New Soulfire. And right now I'm doing Journey Volume 2, which is coming out, first issue's coming out in August. And I've done a bunch of variant covers around the Aspen titles. I did some work at Boom Studios as well before Aspen, yeah.
Okay, so being that you work at Aspen and looking at your beautiful work, I can definitely tell that Michael Turner's an influence.
Yes, definitely. Michael Turner and Jim Lee were the guys that made me want to draw when I was a kid. Okay. I tell the story a lot, but it was, I always liked drawing, but when I didn't get into comic books, like, I always liked the characters, but I didn't get into the actual books until I was in high school, and it was Hush with Jim Lee, and then right after that is when Michael Turner did those Flash covers, and that made Flash one of my favorite characters, just those covers alone. So, and then from there, that's what I discovered from him, and then I went back and read Witchblade and Fathom and Soulfire, because all that was kind of coming around the same time, and so I just became a huge fan of his work, and him and Jim Lee were the guys that initially made me want to draw.
Cool. Hey, thanks, man.
Sorry.
So, was it always your intention to hopefully work for Aspen, being that you were a big Michael Turner fan, or did it just kind of work out that way?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I first started going around to cons when I was in college, I'm from New York, so the New York Comic Con 2008, I think, was the first one I went to. 2007, 2008, one of those years. And I brought my portfolio around to everybody, you know, but I definitely brought it to Aspen. I remember being so excited about it because I was like, all right, like, this is like Michael Turner's company, and hopefully, you know, I can get a job here. This will be great. And I remember I met Frank Mastromaro for the first time, and he just completely tore my stuff apart, like top to bottom, just said it was like garbage. So that was good because it was one of the most honest reviews I ever got, so it made me want to work really hard. And that just kind of made me even more so the next year want to come back and be like, no, I got better, you know. So I've known these guys for years, like coming around to the cons and
cool,
showing them stuff.
And so you mentioned Journey Volume 2. You're going to be working with writer J.T. Krull.
Yes.
How is the collaboration with you guys? Is it natural? Do you feel like you're a really good fit?
Oh yeah, I love working with JT. I've been working with him at Aspen now on every project I've worked on. I did like two issues with Vince Hernandez on Elite Saga because they co-wrote it, but all of Soulfire and now all of Journey, I've worked with JT, so I've been working with him for like almost 2 years now, and it's such a natural fit. Like I love the stories he comes up with, very creative and inventive, like just great plots, and he's really cool with letting me do a lot of the storytelling individually as well, and we have very similar tastes with what we like, especially with Journey. We want to do this epic fantasy, almost throwbacky kind of 80s kind of movie fantasy. That's kind of how I see it, mixed with Final Fantasy video games and Pirates of Dark Water and stuff like that. So it's a very natural fit with the kind of stories we want to tell. Yeah.
Okay, when it came to character design, did you, you mentioned Pirates of Dark Water, I definitely see some of that. I was a huge fan of the cartoon back in the day, as I know you were. How much input does JT have on that as far as the visuals go? Is that just all you, or you run things by him, you work on that together
For Journey, you mean?
For Journey,
yes. Well, yeah, we just knew that we were going to just redesign everything from kind of top to bottom, just because it was like a new art style, new take. We just kind of wanted to relaunch in a different direction, and he basically just let me do what I want. The design for Aura that I did was my first pass design at it, and I just know that I want to armor her up, and I was thinking really Final Fantasy a lot with it too, like where it's not straight up anime, but it's got that flair to it,
right?
You're mixed with classic fantasy of like pirates and castles and wizards and all that kind of stuff. So he liked it right off the bat, and I just want to make her look like heavy and tough. Like that was like the direction with the armor, and I wanted to give her a really sweet cape too, like a tattered, like just flowing cape with the hood, and like, because I love the silhouettes of capes and all that good stuff.
Would you say you have a little bit of anime influence?
Yeah, definitely. When I was a kid, I loved Dragon Ball Z and Gundam Wing. It was very mainstream anime. It was what was on Cartoon Network, but that really influenced me a lot when I was in middle school, so I've always liked that. I mean, I don't really watch anime or read manga now, but I still love Dragon Ball Z, so it's that just kind of flair is something that I really like.
Yeah, you mentioned the capes. That's what made me think about that.
Yeah.
Is there still a dream project? I mean, I know you're early in your career. Is there a dream project at Aspen or maybe somewhere else, that one character that you'd love to
There's a lot of dream characters that I have. I'm really fortunate because Aspen, like, I love Fathom and I love Soulfire. Those are the first two projects I got to work on with them, which is really great. And now working on Journey, I've been saying that this is the most fun I've ever had because it's just very collaborative and creative, and we just get to make stuff up. But as far as like dream projects in the industry, Superman and Flash are my favorite characters, like period. So I would love to draw something for those characters. Obviously, everyone wants to draw Batman and Spider-Man and all that stuff. I'd also really like to do an Iron Fist book for Marvel.
Oh, really?
I mean, he's probably my... I'm really into martial arts and stuff, so I like that character. But
your stuff's real kinetic, so I feel like it would suit Iron Fist as a character.
Oh, thank you.
Well.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, so yeah, it's very... I would just want to work for everybody and do everything, you know what I mean? Yeah. So
put your mark on each character eventually.
Yeah. That'd be awesome, yeah.
Well, hey, I wouldn't complain. Your art's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, thanks for taking the time, Ken.
Oh, thank you so much.
And when Journey Volume 2 gets ready to hit, we'll have you back on, talk a little bit about the story specifically, and listeners know what to expect.
I can't wait, man. I'm really excited. I can't wait to talk more about it. So,
okay, great. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you so much.